Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Chowra Infra Limited FY25 earnings conference call organized by Capital Bridge Advisors. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode until the Q&A session, which will follow the management's remarks. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please press star followed by zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this call is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Joel Chawda, Executive Director. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you very much. Good afternoon, everyone, and thank you for joining us. I hope all of you have had a chance to go through our financial results and investor presentation, all of which are available on our website and the stock exchange. Join me today on this call are Mr. Jeet Chawda, Promoter Group Member, Mr. Parth Gujjar, Chief Executive Officer, Mr. Mayank Shah, Chief Financial Officer, Mr. Rutul Shah, and Mr. Raj Shah from Capital Bridge Advisors, our investor relations consultant. Before starting with the key highlights for FY25, I would like to share that the Board of Directors, in its meeting held today, approved raising up to 100 crores through the issue of equity shares or equity-linked instruments. This capital infusion will further bolster our financial position and support our expansion plan, as a portion of this fund will be earmarked to meet increased working capital requirements and to invest in additional equipment and machinery. Let me now walk you through the key highlights of FY25. We are happy to share that we have delivered a steady performance in FY25, with consolidated revenue, EBITDA, and net earnings growing by 8%, 33%, and 12% respectively. FY25 has been a tepid year for Chowra Infra Limited in terms of performance. The muted performance was largely driven by the select projects such as Centroid, Nirma's Hostel, Shivalik Greenfield, where execution has spilled over to quarter one, financial year 26, on account of regulatory and technical reasons, which are beyond the company's control. As we entered quarter one, FY26, we have started executing this project and have begun recognizing associated revenue. In addition to this, we had to cancel one project awarded in FY25 on account of commercial reasons. Starting with order wins and order inflow, in FY25, the company was awarded seven projects. Key projects awarded include construction of the Identity, a commercial building in GIFT City, with a total contract value of 219 crores. Construction of The Park, a residential building with a total contract value of 30 crores. In financial year 25, the company received orders totaling 448 crores. The outstanding unexecuted order book was 703 crores. Of the outstanding order book, 41% was from the residential sector, 51% was from the commercial sector, and the balance 8% was from the institutional sector. In addition to the project mentioned, please note, as we enter FY26, the company has been awarded two key projects. This includes construction of residential infrastructure of Arvind Aqua City, with total contract value of 150 crores. Construction of Nirma Limited's corporate house, with a total contract value of 73 crores. The outstanding unexecuted order book as on May 30, 2025, is 953 crores. Before I hand over the call to Mr. Parth Gujjar, who will walk you through our project-level execution update, I would like to touch upon the core philosophy that drives us at Chowra Infra Limited. Our focus remains on building a business that is sustainable, predictable, and consistently profitable. We view our business in a block of 3 years, and our aim is to double it every cycle. Over to you, Parth Bhai.
Good afternoon, everyone. We are pleased to share that Chowra Infra Limited has successfully completed construction work of BE-Free, our first project in GIFT City. The slab cycle placement time for Module 1 has further reduced from 15 days to 10 days, leading to faster execution and better payment cycle. In FY25, the company has completed eight projects. The number of projects ongoing as of 31st March 2025 is more than 30. I'll now hand over the call to Mr. Mayank Bhai Shah to walk through the financial metrics. Thank you.
Hello. Revenue from operations grew by 8% YoY to 260 crores in FY25. In H2 FY25, it grew by 4% YoY to 145 crores. EBITDA grew by 33% YOY to 56 crores in FY25. EBITDA margin stood at 21.6% versus 17.7% last year, up 399 basis points on a YOY basis. In H2 FY25, EBITDA grew by 13% YOY to 32 crores. EBITDA margin stood at 21.9% versus 20.3% last year, up 160 basis points on YOY basis. PAT grew by 12% YOY to 21 crores in FY25. PAT margins stood at 8% versus 7.8% last year, up 25 basis points on a YOY basis. In H2 FY25, PAT was 12 crores. PAT margin stood at 8.0%. In FY25, the company had incurred 24 crores in capex net block as on March 31st, 2025, stood at 74 crores. The value of inventories on the company's book stood at 74 crores as on 31st March 2025. Net unbilled revenue as of 31st March 2025 stood at 26 crores. The company's total borrowing stood at 162 crores. This includes long-term borrowings of 39 crores and short-term borrowings of 123 crores. Of the total sanctioned credit facilities of 162 crores, the company has utilized 144 crores with 18 crores available for utilization. The company has total fixed deposit of 9 crores as of 31st March 2025, which includes lien-free deposit of 1.5 crores and fixed deposit of 7.5 crores placed with bank to access credit facilities. Cash flow from operations stood at negative 32.8 crores in FY25, primarily due to elevated trade receivables as revenue were back-ended during the year. This led to an increase in short-term borrowings to support our working capital needs. We anticipate substantial collection in the first half of FY26, which should ease receivable pressure and help reduce short-term borrowings. We will now open the floor for Q&A.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on the touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Nikhil Shetty from Nuvama Wealth. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. So I have a couple of questions. So first one is, how does Chowda Infra differentiate itself from the other infrastructure and construction player in your key market? Additionally, how do you approach your project selection and prioritization between private sector and government contracts?
First of all, the basic difference from the other peers are we are primarily focused on a private sector only. We have not been working with the government. That is the first thing. Second thing is we are actually very well placed. Being Chowda Infra, we are very, very well placed in the middle of the tri-city, that is Ahmedabad, GIFT and Gandhinagar. So being in this developing three cities, it's a very high growth development coming up in these three cities right now. And being at this one of the top construction firm in Ahmedabad, we get the added advantage to, you know, cater the clients in this regards. So that is one thing about the location, geographical advantage. Second thing, why we differentiate ours is because we have been consistently delivering the quality and the workmanship and the speed of construction over the over past many years. So we have built an entire ecosystem in Ahmedabad wherein we have our own logistic department, we have our own laboratory, we have our own QAQC team, so we have our own PNM department. So wherever we need a service, it's just half an hour to 1 hour away. So because of this entire ecosystem, we are able to, you know, give a proper rapid service wherein we have been able to complete our project before time. Hence, brings in our credibility. So credibility of Chowda Infra in this city is very huge. We don't even have to go and tender for the projects. Most of the time what happens is even after being H1, we get awarded the project, which gets us a very good margin, and we are the preferred contractor, so we are never out of projects. We always have good projects to work on.
Yeah, great. And sir, you talked about strong order book in your opening remarks. So, what's the typical execution cycle for this order book?
So usually the typical execution cycle for such order books are 2 to 3 years, between 2 to 3 years. So this entire order book would be completed within 2 to 3 years, or you must say with 2.5 years.
Okay. And is the company exploring geographical expansion beyond Gujarat, or matlab its current focus is on strengthening its presence within existing market? And additionally, are there any plans to diversify into new segments such as industrial park, logistics hub, or any other infrastructure development?
I'll give you a brief about that as well. So we are primarily focused in the Tri-City because we have been getting so many projects from here itself. So within next 4 to 5 years, when we have increased our capacity and when we are able to cater each and everything that is coming our way over here, then we shall move ahead. So we'll move to the top tier cities like Mumbai, Bangalore, Hyderabad, Delhi, just in case we have expanded, like in 2 to 3 years we'll be expanding, and after that maybe after that we'll be making our move. And what was the second question that you asked?
So are there any plans to diversify into newer
segments?
Yeah,
we have still the industrial segment has been a relatively unexplored segment as of now, because ever since we have started our growth, it has been a very consistent growth and not able to focus to diversify on other segment. However, we have an infrastructure, we have a bandwidth, and we have the know-how to expand ourselves in industrial segment as well, which is going to be happening in a very coming future. So we are still in next 4 to 6 months, you'll definitely hear one of the projects is going to be an industrial one.
Great, sir. That's all from my end. Thank you and all the best.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Rishi Kothari from Altracura India Long Only Growth Fund. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you so much for the opportunity. One of my questions continuing to the last question was the geographical exposure. As you're saying, we are going to expand in other tier one cities like Mumbai and all that. But if at all we see there are very well established players there that are already have a presence, right? But so if at all that is the thing, how exactly you look at the competitive landscape? And if at all, let's say that we still enter the and have good projects in our hands, so that we see sort of margin dip just because you have that project in our portfolio. Is that something that you have already thought of?
Yeah. So for this, usually what happens is we directly don't jump into the new city without any homework done. I have been at current stage also, we have our clients who have their projects in Mumbai, who have their projects in Pune, and I have been already been asked to come and deliver the projects over there. The only reason we are not going is because we have our own thing going on in these cities, and we are not able to get out of here. So once we are done over here, once we have enough projects over here, once our appetite increases, I think we these are all our old clients only, and they are more than happy to give us what the market is going on over here, because they have already seen our quality, they've already seen our work. So when I step outside, that would be the plan. I'll work with the people who I have already worked with here. I'll see the margins, and definitely there won't be dip. There won't be plusing, there won't be increase in the margin, but definitely there won't be dip, because the entire client and all the clients that we have are the top tier clients, so they are working in very good rates. So that is how it is going to work when we move out of Ahmedabad.
Okay, got it. So for at all, let's say the exposure is we have the plan, but in terms of bid pipeline size and order inflow, what exactly are we looking at for the bid pipeline and order inflows?
I already have the order book of 970 crores, if that's that you are asking. 950 crores are unexecuted order book. And next in this FY26, we'll at least clear 300 more. So we are still in talks. We are still in talks with many good projects from GIFT City, from Gandhinagar, from Ahmedabad. And I think I'll at least close 2 to 3 more. We have the bandwidth and the capacity to execute more than what we already have.
do we have any sort of bid pipeline ratio for the conversion of that project, let's say?
Usually it is around 40 to 50% the conversion rate, and currently I'm saying you 300 because you're already working on 600 plus projects currently. So 300 is the bare minimum target that I can give you within FY26.
Okay, and what will be the execution time period for that 300 odd crores?
It's going to be 2.5 to 3 years only.
Okay, so on that basis, if I see what would be the next year growth target for bottom line and top line, it's just a ballpark.
It's going to be from 300 to 350. It's going to be anywhere around 300 to 350.
And margins front, are we seeing any sort of margin expansion impact?
Margins are going to be the same because we are on the investment phase right now. So Ahmedabad skyline has recently been, increased to, first we used to have the buildings of 60 to 85 meters. Now we have the buildings of 150 meters. So that has just been started, and we have 7 such projects. We are the top contractors who have so many skyscrapers in Ahmedabad, and for that we are investing in technology that can get us to at least 200 meters. So we are investing for coming 10 years right now. So the margins are not going to go low, but they are going to stay stable.
So about
8%
TTM margins we are looking at, not less than that.
Not less than that, because I've already invested last year also, because we had many projects last year. And there are going to be certain repetitions, and there are going to be certain new purchases. Hence, the margins are going to stay stable. Or it might increase a bit, but it's going to stay stable mostly.
Okay, got it. And just on the exposure in terms of the private projects, so there is, right now, we are even not planning for government projects intake, right? But after a point of time, we would have to expand to commerce. Don't you think so, just to have that exponential growth on our PAT level as a top line, in a way?
Definitely. We are open to that. As long as I get the good rate, as long as I get the good margin, there are no constraints of doing a private or government. We are open to any projects. We just need a good margin. We need to have a sustainable business and sustainable profit. That's the only criteria. Be it our private sector, be it a government sector. And I'm sure the government project also right now gives a very good margin. All the peers are working on government sector, and they are giving a decent margin. So in future, probably, but currently we have got our, bucket full.
Yeah, I mean, the margins are good, but the working capital cycle pretty much, get pretty much stuck with the government projects. But yeah, it can be negotiated. Okay.
Yeah, please. So whenever we step into any project, that is the first and foremost thing that we inquire, that how are the working capital cycles going to be. So at current scenario, as long as I have known, the working capital cycle has been very nice in government. I cannot talk about the future, but right now it is. But currently, for next 4 to 5 years, I think we'll be staying in the private sector. So that is a very future concept. Currently, we are focused on developing a skyscraper technology and culture in Chavra. That is our focus.
Okay, got it. Thank you so much. I'll join back the group. Just wanted to mention one thing. The terms of PPT that right now, quarter four we have presented, pretty much very well upgraded compared to last quarter. Very well detailed. And thank you so much for that detailed PPT.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Kapil from Prunch Capital Partners. Please go ahead.
Hello, Kapil.
Hey, hi, this is Neeraj. So my question is with regards to what happened with this year's revenue growth. We were estimating between 310 to 325 and we ended up at 2.
I'll give a very elaborate answer to this. So there were currently, we had our order book in line with the estimation that we had given for growth. There was total 4 projects, one of which got cancelled, and the project Centroid was delayed because the diaphragm wall, without any reason of ours, got the diaphragm wall got broken, and for that we needed to had to wait for at least 1 year. So the centroid was delayed because of that. Diaphragm wall is the wall that we do before excavating. So that wall was broken. Once we excavated, we realized the wall was broken. So first we had to, you know, take the measures. So centroid was delayed. Nirma Girls Hostel and Shivalik Greenfield got the Raja Chitti. That is the permission that is needed for excavation. They got the Raja Chitti 3 to 4 months delayed than we were expecting. So these two projects were delayed because of the excavation was, the permission to excavate got delayed. And the fourth project, Orchid, it was cancelled because after receiving the LOI, the client wanted to negotiate more, and that was something that we didn't do. So this was the, these were the four projects that we took up, and they didn't help, didn't go according to the plan. They were delayed, but we are working on it, and we are achieving the cycles right now. So the three projects for Centroid, Nirma, and Shivalik Greenfield, and we have a very happy client right now. So I think it will show up in next year. So there was no other reason than this. We had the bandwidth to perform. We had the projects to perform, but this four project was unexpectedly delayed, and hence the performance was just 8 to 10% higher than the last year.
So what measures? Because these kind of issues will keep on happening in various projects as you go along with your journey.
So,
what measures you have taken to ensure future
the measures
won't happen?
I have taken. Yeah. The measures that I have taken is I have given the news once we have started working on the projects. So all the projects that I have given the news of, we have started working on already. So there is no scope for further delay in those projects. The project that I have mentioned, Identity in Gift, we have already excavated, we have already started the footing. The project Aquacity of Arvind Smart Spaces, we have already started making the roads over there. And the project Nirma Own Corporate House, this was a 500 crore project that we received from January onwards until now. We have started our work, and very soon, I think within next week, you'll see the working pictures of those sites on my social media handle also. So we have started the project, and we are consistently performing on that already. So out of the news that I've already given, there is no reason that there's going to be any delay, because we are very particular about this. Once it has happened, it's not going to happen again.
Understood. Also, there has been a slippage in the debtors. Is it one-off for the March one and was corrected in the later quarter, because the debtors got increased? I think previously it was well within a good range. It got increased to, I think, 114 days, 112 days. So what's your take on that?
So, this is Mayank online. So, as I said earlier, my debtors are increased because my turnover, most of the turnover of quarter S2 is in the last quarter. So, that's why, and all those realization will happen in FY26. So, that is the main reason of debtor increase.
Hi, this is... I'll give you a brief project-wise. So we started Nirma Girls Hostel recently. We started Nirma's Corporate House recently. We started Identity recently. So we have invested a lot of fund in the new project that we have started. If you know, we have already taken Maiwan aluminium formwork that amounts to almost 30 to 40 CR. As I said, we are in an investment cycle currently, and we have been investing a lot of money inside this project. And once we are, you know, this year we have started working. So the reputation has started. So once we are within like first quarter, we'll be able to considerably low down this amount as well.
Understood. Last question before I go back in the queue is with regards to 100 crore enabling resolution that you are looking to get it passed, what's the timeline for this fundraise? By when you think you intend to raise it? And also, is the promoter looking to invest in this round itself?
Still, it's a very preliminary discussion, but we have initiated preliminary discussion with selected merchant banker. The management, along with Capital Bridge Advisor, is structuring the transaction to get high-quality investors. So we have already been talking to a lot of people about it. So it will happen very soon. Like, you can expect it in next 2 to 3 months, depending upon how we are going to structure it and how we are going to get advice by our capital based advisors.
And with this 100 crore coming in, what could be the multiple in terms of the top line additional growth we can expect?
Yeah, with the 100 crore coming in, definitely we have a very smooth working cycle. The cash flow that you see currently that is negative, definitely it will be positive by second half of the quarter. And, you know, we have got other investments as well coming up online. We have the expansion plan. Because of the slow this year, we are going to be very aggressive in the next. And hence, we'll be needing fund to, you know, to compensate for the new projects and the upcoming that we are going to take.
Understood. All the very best, Zoilbhai. Hopefully you do 350 crores, not the lower end of the target that you are given.
Definitely the target. This year we won't be saying the numbers, we'll be delivering it.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Nirav from Vopak. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity. I just wanted to inquire that the amount that we are going to raise, 100 crore, does it mean that at the current price we are going to dilute about one third of the equity?
We are still structuring it. It's not yet materialized. Once we have the investors, once we have the financials ready, at that time the amount and the percentage of dilution will be, and definitely we're not going to dilute 20%. So we are still structuring it. In coming future, we'll definitely come up with the exact amount and numbers that we are going to dilute and raise.
Sure. And have you finalized what kind of instruments that we'll be like going through? Any warrants or something?
Oh, we're still in talk. That this is a very preliminary stage, as I said. We are still in talks with our advisors, and definitely once we finalize this, once we have our investors ready, we'll definitely come to the board and inform all of you what's going to happen.
Sure. And the way you mentioned, I think the requirement is to meet the working capital as well as to buy certain equipment as well, right?
Yeah, buy certain equipments, and we are in a expansion mode right currently, and we are going to be, you know, aggressively investing it in the business. So for the smooth transaction, I want my cash flow to be positive again, which was there last year. So this year, I think hopefully we'll do it as well.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Harsh Maniar, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello, Harsh.
Hello.
Hello.
Thank you for the opportunity. And, can you please outline the
Mr. Harsh, your voice is not clear. Hello. Could you move closer to your phone?
Hello.
Yeah.
Can you please outline the previous steps company plans to take to shorten the working capital?
Mr. Harsh, audio is not audible. I would request you to use a handset.
Hello.
Anji.
Hello.
Bolia, Arji, Bolia.
Please go ahead with your question.
Sir, please can you explain the steps for the company outline to shorten the working capital cycle?
Can you come again? Hello? Hello? Harsh, can you come again?
Mr. Harsh's line is disconnected. We'll move ahead with the next participant. The next question is from the line of Rajendra Pasi from Equity Research. Please go ahead.
Hello, Rajendra. Hello again.
Hi, Jeet bhai. So I wanted to mainly understand, like, our receivables has increased almost by, I'd say, 80 to 90% from approximately 47 crore last year to 89 crore this year. So can you explain something about that? And have we recovered something out of these 90 crores, like, by 30th May?
Can you come again, please? Can you rephrase the question again?
Sure. So last year our receivables were 47 crores. And okay, this year it has increased to almost 80 to 85%. To approximately 90 crores. So can you explain, like, why such a huge jump in the trade receivable?
So there are mainly two reasons. One reason is that, as I said earlier, our most of the turnover of the second half is booked in the month of February and in the month of March. So all those receivables will be materialized in the current financial year. That is the one thing. And ATCR will have a part of 21 CR approximately of retention money. So this ATCR comprises of 21 CR of retention money and another 60 CRs of my actual trade receivables. So these are the main reason of this YOY change.
Okay. And have we received anything like within these 2 months up in April and May, or like is it still 60 crore?
No. It is my continuous cycle, and yes, it is realized in the month of April, May, and it will be realized in the month of till July or August. And out of retention receivables also, we will realize a good amount in the H1 of FY26.
Got it. And as we are going to raise 100 crores, as Jeet Bhai has already mentioned about that, so like how many trenches can we basically expect that? How many rounds will be there for that fundraise? Because right now, like our share price is not that good that we can basically raise all the 100.
There will be just one. Rajendra Bhai, there will be just one fundraising round in current scenario, and after that, we'll be focusing on our work. We'll be focusing on our profit. So that is going to be that we are not going to have two or three in this year. So it's just going.
Okay. So if we are, let's say if we are going to raise 100 crore within one round, then
we are planning for 100 crore. It might not be 100. We are still to finalize. We are still in talks with our capital bridge advisors and other advisors. So I think in coming, other merchant bankers, sorry. And I think once we finalize the figure, we'll come up to you. We are not going to dilute that much, but definitely we'll be diluting some funds. Because I need a smooth working cycle, because we have taken up so many projects. This year we have been aggressively taking up projects to perform, to compensate the last year's steady growth.
Got it.
So for that, I'll need a cap.
And as one of the investors already asked, I'm not sure, like, I did hear it correctly or not, like, are the promoters or like you guys are also going to participate in that, or will it be only for the non-promoter?
We are still structuring it. Rajendra Bhai, dekho, first time jab hum log aaye the funding lene, we were doing some odd 160. That time we took 43. Right now, right. Currently, we have performed 260 just in 2 years. So almost 100 crore hum logon ne grow kiya, 43 crore leke. Abhi, right. Next year, we are planning to go about 320. We are planning to do a considerable growth. For that, we'll need fund. But abhi structuring baki hai. Once the structure is finalized, we'll definitely come up to the investors first. Ke bhi, is hisab se we are planning to do.
Got it. And any plans to raise the debt further, or are we that 100?
No, the debt is not going to be raised. Debts are definitely, there is one thing that is not going to be raised is debts. I think just in case it is going to little bit go down, not going to be raised.
Got it. Yeah, that will be great.
Yeah. So debts are going to go down, and once we get the capital, our working cycle is also going to improve. Our cash flow are going to considerably be improved. And the profitability is going to have a very nice impact, because the interest cost has going to be get lowered.
Got it. What is our current rate of interest for the current debt?
It comes around 9.
Okay. Yeah, that's all. I'll go back in line.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Himanshu Dugar from Stylus Holdings. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi, thanks for the opportunity. First question, am I audible?
Yeah, definitely you're audible. I can hear you.
Yeah. Right. So first question I wanted to check about was on the credit rating aspect. Are we expecting the credit rating improvement, or are we reached out to the agency for that?
No, we have not yet applied, but we'll definitely go for credit rating, and we'll complete it by September.
Got it. Right. Secondly, you mentioned about the receivables kind of inching up because of the timing of how we book the revenue. But could you give a ballpark, like approximately say, we have totally got, I think, for the half year, we have booked almost 145 crores, right? So how much of that happened in, say, the last 2 months, the February and March month?
Almost 80 CR happened in last 2 months. In any construction cycle, these 2 months are the most, critical.
Right.
We maximum turnover done in these 2 months. Reason being, the labors and everyone, they go on after Holi. So before that, 2 to 3 months are going to be the highest turnover months for any construction company. We have got the maximum manpower, we have the maximum working hours, and also new project come up post Diwali. Because to avoid being in the excavated state during monsoon. So we always start our new projects by January, February, March only. So maximum turnover happens in the foundation stage when the new projects start, and obviously the old projects that are in construction, whose cycles of speed mein badi jati hai in 3 mahine mein. So these 3 months, hum logo ke paas maximum labors hote hai, and we get to do maximum turnover.
Got it. So I think roughly that is what is basically standing the receivables also as of the end of the year. That is why you see the number being a little elevated. Great for that. Other question was, so our development project, that is now completely done, right? Is there something in the balance sheet related pertaining to the development business?
Yeah, that was a redevelopment project called Manali. And it is completed. And we are also 100% sold out. It will soon reflect in our website as well. So, it is completely realized. And we received the BU, I think, in this week only. So, it's completed.
So in the balance sheet, do we have any assets still related to the Manali? Or is it completely cleared?
We have booked the unbilled revenue of 35 CR of the Manali as on March 25.
Okay. My question was more on the balance sheet as receivables. Is there something pending which is also part of the receivables or the advances that we have on the balance sheet, or that is sorted? Because, like you said, 35 crores was booked.
We have received member advance from the Manali new members. And it is amounted to 16 CR as a part of advance from customers.
Okay, understood. Last question from my side. So, like you mentioned, we are seeing some cash flow kind of a bit of a stress, and that is why we are evaluating a fundraise. But when we look at an order pipeline, because you have announced a big order book, it's almost 570 crores, the order book size now. Is there a limitation to getting more orders till the time this fundraise gets sorted, or you still have the bandwidth to keep getting more orders and probably start working on more projects at the same time?
No, we do have the bandwidth currently. We are not waiting for the funding to happen. We do have the bandwidth to execute projects, take up new projects as well, because many of my projects are about to get completed and many of the projects are about to get started. So we have got the refurbishing done. We have got everything ready. So we are just waiting. Once the monsoon passes away, we'll definitely take up new projects and start working on it. We don't require fund for starting up the new project. We require fund to regularize our cash flow. We require the fund to, smoothen our cycle.
I'm not clear about this fundraise part, because like you mentioned, a big amount of, the data that are standing today is basically from the Feb-March billing. So probably in a couple of months, that should get cleared. So we should have a good cash flow already coming inside.
The fundraising was planned a while back, but because of certain stock prices going down. So we took up the debt to continue with our projects. Our projects have already started. So we didn't wait for the funding to come before starting our projects. So we have already started our projects. We are already working on them. We have bought the regular necessary materials. We have bought the necessary formwork. Hence, the debts have increased, but the projects are going on smoothly currently. So that is what we want to regularize once we get the funding done.
So if I get you correctly, we have around 155 crores of net debt as of date, right? 162 crores of borrowings and 9 crores of cash.
That is true. Right. We have got 160 crores and, of that. And out of that,
and probably
we are,
with some of the receivables coming down?
Yes, these are going to come down. Yes, definitely. It is going to come down in second quarter. Definitely the amount of debt is going to come down. Because we couldn't raise the fund in December, our projects got delayed and started now. And then the, you know, the cycle, the tariff war and the actual war that took place. Because of that, we, you know, delayed our fundraising. And now we are currently planning for the fundraising, but we have already taken the step to continue the projects. So projects can't be stopped. We've got the good opportunity. We wanted to execute the project. So we didn't stop taking the project. Instead of fundraising, we went to take the step. So now we are going to raise the fund and clear the issue out.
All right. I hope the balance sheet, because kind of looks a little stressed right now. So I hope with whether the fundraise or the, you know, the improvement in the working capital, we can have a better balance sheet. That's probably September month.
We already have very nice projects that are there. All the clients, fortunately, are also very good, really good clients. And we have started the project and it's going on smoothly. So we just have to do one thing, add up the fund. And everything goes very smooth from then on.
Okay. Thank you, Ajit Bhai. Thank
you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Rajendra Parsi from Equity Research. Please go ahead.
So, Ajit Bhai, I wanted to ask one thing. Like, in our previous phone calls, we were discussing around the merger of Chavda Infra with developers as well as, I guess, RMC. So, like, is there any plan to do that, or like, what is the current progress over that?
Yeah, once the fundraising, after the fundraising, that is the next project that we are taking up.
Okay, so can we expect that the merger can be completed within this financial year, or it can take longer?
Definitely, definitely. 100%, that is my word to you. This, it will be completed in within this financial year.
Okay, okay. Yeah, that was all.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Raju Rajnikant Bakshi, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Hello.
Am I audible?
Yeah, yeah, you're audible. Both here.
Yeah. My question is regarding the fundraising. So I understand that the EBITDA margin is 21%. And as you suggested, you are always taking the order at a very high margins. So why don't you go more for debt than for the equity? Because at 9% interest rate, I think debt will be cheaper than equity.
Usually,
and
what happens?
And your requirement is also what I presume is for a short term. The liquidity stress is for a short term. So why don't you go for debt rather than the equity raising?
Usually I'll tell you this, because what happens is the cash flow, because of the huge EMI, the cash flow is getting not very much, but a bit disturbed. So I think to better than to take up EMI, I'd rather be, you know, paying for my vendors and paying my labors on time. Once that has starts to happen, once the that cycle reaches to after 114, if it reaches to 35 to 50, I think we'll do splendid. I'll have amazing working cycle. I'll have amazing speed. I'll be having amazing execution power. So because of that, we need to decrease on debt and increase, do our cash flow better.
Okay. Got it. Thank you.
Thank you. As there are no further questions from the participants, ladies and gentlemen, we would like to take this as the last question. I now hand the conference over to Mr. G. Chavda for closing comments.
So, last question. Oh, okay. Thank you everyone for joining today's call. Please feel free to reach out to Capital Bridge Advisor Yeah, in case of any inquiries, have a great evening.
Thank you very much. On behalf of Capital Bridge Advisors, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.